Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third and final hour of the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. What's happening? Upstate South Carolina. Great to be back with you once again. Rob and Diesel with you here on a glorious Upstate Monday afternoon. The weather is beautiful outside. It's phenomenal to have you alongside us. Hope that you're doing well. If you want to talk some sports, lots of ways to do it. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to Diesel and I. Tweet us at Diesel on Radio, at The Rob Brown Show, at ESPN Upstate. All of those are available for you right now. Shoot us a tweet, or if you got something that you don't want to come on air with, but it's a little bit longer, that's cool too. Email me, robbrown@espnupstate.com, robbrown@espnupstate.com. A lot of college basketball news and notes from over the last few days. We're going to get into college shooty hoops here in just a little while as well. Wanted to run through your college football scores, news, and notes from the weekend. We mentioned earlier in the show that Vanderbilt's Sarah Fuller went and became the first woman to play in a Power 5 college football game as she kicked for Vanderbilt this weekend. I say kicked. It was not so much kicked as kicked a ball for Vanderbilt this weekend. She did the second half kickoff, and that was it, as Vandy has had coronavirus rampage through their special teams, unfortunately. But they also did not get close enough for her to attempt an actual field goal in that game. So just one kickoff for Sarah Fuller, but she did get onto the field and did get to play, which is impressive. Rest of the college football world, Notre Dame takes down North Carolina on the road, 31-17. That game was actually pretty good, 17 apiece at halftime. Diesel, I got to tell you, man, this Notre Dame team, I know that they kind of have a reputation of finding themselves in the biggest spots and letting themselves down. But that team that beat Clemson a few weeks ago went to North Carolina, not an easy place to play. That's the place that Clemson almost tripped up last year before they righted the ship. North Carolina, especially the way that they've been playing at home, not an easy out for Notre Dame, not just to win that game. I mean, it took them into the fourth quarter to really put that thing away, but they did, and they have been doing everything right. I got to tell you, D-Train, I see very few flaws in the Irish's football game right now. So we'll talk some more about Notre Dame as they make their way through the ACC moving forward. Iowa State knocks off Texas. This one was big as well. Brock Purdy for Iowa State, 25 of 36, 312 yards, and a touchdown against a school that tries to fancy itself as DBU. Didn't look that way over back on Friday, as the Cyclones, they are now 7-1 in the Big 12. Texas was fighting for its life in the Big 12 there. Lose that game and you're done. Win it and you're still a long shot outsider. But there is a possibility there. And Texas just could not come up with the big plays at the right time. Late in the game, Texas had plenty of opportunities and just couldn't come up with a big place. The Pac-12 on Friday ended up losing their best chance to have a team in the college football playoffs as Oregon would fall in the Civil War to the Beavers of Oregon State. Oregon State now 2-2, 2-2 in conference play. Oregon is now 3-1. Of course, the Big 12 only playing conference play, so stands to reason. But Oregon State with the knockoff win of Oregon. And by the way, a game that hated your television screen and wanted it to die. Oregon in those bright neon yellows. Oregon State in those bright, bright fluorescent pumpkin orange jerseys. That game was trying to blow out TV sets around the country. If you had an old tube television with that game on TV, your tube TV would have exploded in your living room if you were still watching on one. Iowa knocked off Nebraska 26-20. Of course, on Saturday, we opened up our day with Clemson taking on Pittsburgh 52-17, TL-16 back on the field for the first time in 3 weeks, and all he did was go 26 of 37 for 403 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Travis Etienne, 2 scores on 11 carries and 58 yards. Cornell Powell with 6 grabs, 176 yards, and a touchdown. Look, Diesel, we talked about Notre Dame and the fact that there are no flaws in their game right now. They are doing everything right. Clemson, after sitting out for 3 weeks, you had to ask questions of what were they going to look like as a football team. Yeah, they look like exactly what we expect them to look like.
They did. They jumped out on Pittsburgh early and hard, and Pittsburgh never, ever, ever had a chance to get back up off the mat. And, you know, that's the kind of football game that they wanted to play against Florida State. And I said it last week, that's what you should be disappointed about in losing the Florida State game, is you didn't get a chance to do that to a rival, to Florida State. And look, I understand that Florida State in 2020 is not Florida State of 1994. That's not who they are, but they still have that name recognition. So being able to curb stomp a team that might have been down for 20 years, who still has a big name, means something. And that's what Clemson fans should have been upset about and mad about losing last week.
Yeah, Clemson came out and looked like exactly what we want them to look like if you are posing yourself for a national championship. That's the type of performance you have to have. And the good news for Clemson, no more road bumps between now and the ACC championship game. You're on the road at Virginia Tech. Yes, that's the same Virginia Tech team that lost to Liberty at home a few weeks back on December 5th. That's going to be a primetime game at 7:30 on ABC. No word yet on if the Clemson-Florida State game will be made up, but I highly, highly doubt it. We will find out. There is the chance that they could throw that somewhere in the mix, try to short week it maybe somewhere before the ACC championship game. But I wouldn't worry about it if you're Clemson, right? I wouldn't worry about it. You got Big Ten teams that are only playing 6 games right now. You'll be fine if that FSU game doesn't get remade. Just don't lose another game. If you win the ACC in the ACC championship game over Notre Dame, you will be in the playoff. If you lose to Notre Dame at the end of the year, you will not. You control your own destiny. Win out, you're in the playoffs. Lose a game, you're out. It's entirely on your plate at this point. We talked a little bit earlier about the Iron Bowl. Auburn and Alabama, 42-13. Mac Jones, 5 touchdowns in that game for the Crimson Tide, who improved to 8-0 undefeated, and it wasn't even close. And by the way, that's like I mentioned, Auburn just looks like they weren't even trying, man. Auburn just wasn't even trying. Auburn did not look like a team that had any gut in them at all. If that was not the nail in the coffin for Gus Malzahn and the Gus Bus there at Opelika, I don't know what is. That's got to be the end of it. It's got to be the end of it. When your team loses, it happens. When your team loses to a great team, it happens. When your team loses to a great team and you don't even try, you don't even put in the effort. I mean, it looked like they were just out there going through the motions, right? It looked like they were just out there to get that game over with and move on through the rest of the year. That I cannot stand for. I can stand losing games. I can stand losing rivalry games. I can stand losing rivalry games when the team you're playing is the status of Alabama. I cannot stand no effort. And that's where Auburn was. If they make that move, by the way, and this was the other part of the Vanderbilt discussion I wanted to have. The other thing that's most interesting about Vanderbilt deciding to pull the trigger on the other thing about Vanderbilt deciding to pull the trigger on Derek Mason is 100% wrapped up and around in the fact that Vandy had a gnarly buyout for him. And they were willing to pay it to move on from Derek Mason midseason, right? That was a big question about South Carolina firing Will Muschamp. Oh, the buyout. They're going to owe him tens of millions of dollars. What was it? $13 million or whatever it was. And they decided to pull the trigger anyway. Now Vanderbilt has done the same. And Vanderbilt does not have nearly the level of revenue, even in the pandemic, that South Carolina does. But they decided to go ahead and pull the trigger on making that move. And since they have done it, I think that Vanderbilt has basically opened it up for us to have a regular offseason coaching carousel. If Vandy, little old Vandy, if the doors were willing to come up with the money to pay off the buyout of Derek and move on, if they've decided to pull the trigger and pay off that buyout, then it 100% to me says that we are going to, because other schools are going to do the same. Derek Mason's not the guy. Vandy's going to pay him whatever it is, $7.5, $8 million. That means other schools will do the same. The question mark I had about Auburn, Gus Malzahn is owed a buyout. Will they want to pay? Because his buyout, if I recall, was right in the ballpark of Will Muschamp's as well. Will Auburn want to pay that buyout to move on? Now that Vanderbilt has done it, I got to think other schools are going to go, well, you know what? If they got the resources, we'll find the resources. Let's move on. And now Aubie is searching for a new head coach as well. Those two schools will have an impact on South Carolina's search. Texas A&M downs LSU 20-7 in that one. Georgia knocks off the Gamecocks 45-16. Your final score in that one. And no real shock. It's like we talked about. We talked about this with a handful of schools. But, you know, when it comes down to it, Diesel, these are exhibition games for South Carolina now. These are get the young guys some experience, get the young guys some talent, buy yourself some free snaps while you wait to hear who the new guy is. If there were any South Carolina fans going into that game with hopes for an upset, I hope that your Thanksgiving treated you better than that game did.
Yeah, you have to change your perspective on what a successful last couple weeks of the season is if you're a South Carolina fan. But going back to the Vanderbilt discussion, I want to know how the Vanderbilt head coaching search will affect the South Carolina search, because you don't want to be that team who loses out on the guy that you probably should have hired to Vanderbilt because you couldn't make a decision fast enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to want. I mean, look, Vanderbilt's right down the road in Tennessee. It's still technically in this region. As far as recruiting goes, Tennessee can recruit heavily into South Carolina. So if you're looking for a Napier, if you're looking for a Chadwell, if you're looking for a name like that, I don't think you have to worry about a Hugh Freeze or a Shane Beamer going over to Vanderbilt, but I do think the Napiers and the Chadwell's caliber coaches may very well end up there at some point. You got to wonder, if you are looking at taking a speculative hire with one of those guys, don't wait until Vandy throws their name in the hat, because you got to wonder, well, look, South Carolina is a tough gig, and the expectations are significantly higher than what they are at Vanderbilt right now. Right? South Carolina, I expect you to, within 3 to 4 years, be competing for an Eastern Division championship. Vanderbilt, I will never expect that from. So if a guy gets to Vandy and he bumps that team up to be an 8-win team with a couple of wins over Tennessee, the occasional Georgia-Florida upset, a handful of wins over South Carolina, then that guy's looking at being the next in line for the next big job. Don't lose out to that guy. Diesel, spot on. Michigan State knocks off Northwestern. Northwestern was undefeated at 5-0. They had eyeballs on a Big Ten championship berth. It's not over for them quite yet, but Sparty steals the dub away from Northwestern. Indiana beats Maryland, but they do lose their starting quarterback for the remainder of the year. Indiana 5-1, also on an inside track to a Big Ten championship. Coastal Carolina just booms Texas State 49-14. Oklahoma State 50-44 winners over Texas State. A top 25 team in Oklahoma State sneaks out the win there. There's your big college football games in the top 25 from the weekend. When we come back in just a minute, we take a look down the NFL results from the weekend and how they impact the NFL standings moving forward. Plus, the question that has been asked all this morning on every sports talk show. And the answer to that question is no, it's too early. What's the question? It's an NFL quarterback question. Hooray! I'll tell you what it is when we come back. Rob Diesel, you, this is ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So late last night, we watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, late, I say late last night. It was dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. Can we not, please? Anyway, late last night, we saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Kansas City Chiefs. And suffice to say, it did not go well. It didn't go well at all, man. It was no bueno. So the question has been thrown around all of the morning sports talk shows so far. And that question is Patrick Mahomes forcibly taking the mantle of best quarterback in the game away from Tom Brady right now? I'm going to say this actively. Yeah. Is anybody right now arguing that Patrick Mahomes isn't the best quarterback in the National Football League today? I don't think anybody would. Is it time to crown him the GOAT? No. Can we stop? Can we relax? Can we slow our roll just a little bit? It has been a phenomenal run. The Kansas City Chiefs are once again likely your AFC participant in the Super Bowl. All right? Likely. They go get a 27-24 victory over Tampa Bay. Tyreek Hill, 203 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter, finished with 269 on 13 snaps. It was a mesmerizing performance, both from Tyreek Hill and from Patrick Mahomes, as well as the rest of that team. It was fun to watch, all right? Tampa didn't go down easy. They had a lot of moves. They also had a lot of drop passes. I don't want to put this squarely on the shoulders of Tom Brady. There were a lot of footballs dropped, like three or four, that would have been big-time plays, first downs, touchdowns type of plays. And that's from a wide receiving core that is supposed to be the best in the game. That is from a wide receiver core that is supposed to be the reason that Tom Brady ended up in Tampa Bay, to be able to play with those guys. And frankly, I think to some degree they let him down yesterday against the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes right now is on a different level, all right? He just is. He's on a different level. The dude is doing just about everything right, and he's 25 years old. The only reason he's not in that conversation yet, and I don't think I have to say this, right? I don't think this requires me to point it out. But it's about longevity. He's playing great football, but he's 25. Can we chill? Can we stop? I think it's quite time to take the GOAT crown off of Breeze and or Brady and start putting it on Mahomes. But I do not think that it's too early to start saying that right now, this second, there is no doubt, none at all, that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the National Football League. And he showed it again last night on the road at Tampa against a Buccaneers team that has maybe, at least on paper, the best wide receiver core that has been assembled in the National Football League since what? Torrey Holton, Isaac Bruce and the Rams and the Greatest Show on Turf back in the day? I mean, I'm sure there have been one or two other combos, but top to bottom, with Gronk in there, with Fournette catching balls out of the backfield, Evans, Godboy. I mean, these guys have the best wide receiving core ever put together, I think. And Patty Mahomes went in there yesterday, took on the Bucs, showed no fear of them at all, and ran them out. That game was not as close as a 27-24 game indicates, right? There were 4 minutes left. The Bucs went down by a score. But for the most part, the Chiefs had just been doing pretty much what they wanted, 20-20. I think they probably could have come up with another couple of touchdowns to cushion that game a little bit. But 20-20, they were doing damn near everything they wanted to do start to finish, and you ended up in a spot where all they needed was one first down to win the game. Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with that. I'm pretty comfortable with that. So, no, it is not quite time to pass the mantle of GOAT from Brady/Breeze over to Mahomes just yet. But it is not too early right now to say that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the National Football League at this point. And I don't think that's knee-jerk, right? One of the things that I do not do, or let me phrase that, that I try my best not to do, is fall into knee-jerk projections. It happens all the time. Somebody goes out there, running back has a great game. People, oh, he's the next Barry Sanders. Hey, relax. Slow your roll. A little bit of a knee-jerk. But seeing Patty Mahomes has been doing this for coming up on three seasons now. And even though the Chiefs have had some struggles this year, it has not been as much of a cakewalk as I thought it was going to be for them. Chargers took them to overtime. Panthers had them on the ropes, lost by a field goal. But see, as we pointed out, one of those football cliches, and football cliches are football cliches for a reason. One of those cliches is, those are the games that championship teams win. Those are the games that championship teams win. And I got news. The Chiefs have won every one of those so far. They win the games that championship teams are meant to win. And Patrick Mahomes has been the reason for that. They got a good team. They got a good defense built around it. Tremendous skill players left to right, top to bottom. They've got everything that you need. Good coaching. Andy Reid is killing it right now. But Patrick Mahomes puts that team on his back constantly. makes those crazy throws that no one should be able to make. The underhand flips. The no-looks across his body. Hell, even that throw that he made last night to Tyreek Hill to end that game. Go back and watch that play. All they need is a first down. All they need is a first down. Patty Mahomes is swarmed by the Tampa front seven. Takes off running left. Gets to a spot where he sees that the field opens up ahead of him. Cuts off the left foot. Jolts up between the defenders. And then lines himself up. Now this dude is moving full speed left to right. Stops, cut back to the right. And throws a laser precision pass right to the numbers of Tyreek Hill for the first down to end the game. That is not a throw that any quarterback can make. That is a throw that most quarterbacks cannot make. And it's a play that most can't make. Brady couldn't have made that play because he couldn't have got out there to the left and gotten away from pressure the way that Mahomes did. Same with Brees. Neither one of those guys makes that play. Aaron Rodgers can make that play. Patrick Mahomes can make that play. I don't know if Lamar Jackson can make that play. And I'm trying to think of who else I'd even put in that talk right now. Russell Wilson can make that play. And that's about the only ones that I'm confident can consistently make that play in a clutch situation. That's it. That's the list. Rodgers, Wilson, Mahomes, Murray, maybe Jackson. That's the list. And that's what that dude does all the time. That's what he does. So now, relax. He's not the GOAT, all right? He needs a handful more years before he's even in that discussion. But if he keeps making plays like that, making those weird, unscripted, unpracticed plays that only he seems to be able to do consistently right now, then yes, he will be in that discussion 10 or 15 years from now. Quick break. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. Rob Diesel, you, this is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. I saved this till the end of the show because I frankly don't want to have a big fight about it. But I want to talk about quarterbacks for just a second. So I want to point out something that happened yesterday. And I don't need to say a whole lot about it. All right. I'm just going to state the facts of what happened yesterday. And then I will let you infer whatever it is that you decide to infer from those facts. Yesterday, Andy Dalton started for started for those Dallas Cowboys. Andy Dalton. And I don't think Andy Dalton is nearly as bad as he's made out to be, but he's not good, right? Yesterday, Andy Dalton started a game for those Dallas Cowboys. Yesterday, the Denver Broncos played a game with a starting quarterback who is a practice squad wide receiver that has been doing on and off floor sales over the past couple of weeks because he doesn't have a consistent job in the National Football League. He started for a team at quarterback yesterday. And now I will say the thing that I will let you run with that conversation from. If you believe in the NFL and the things that they say, answer me a question. Why is it that Andy Dalton was starting at quarterback yesterday, and amongst other quarterbacks. There were other options out there, too, that I could have used there. But Andy Dalton started at quarterback. The Denver Broncos played a game without one. And Colin Kaepernick still does not have a job. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Now, I also want to say about quarterbacks that I 100% want to take Kendall Hinton out for a beer. Who is Kendall Hinton, you ask? I'm glad you say, because up until yesterday, none of us knew either. All right? None of us knew either. Kendall Hinton was a converted practice squad wide receiver who started at quarterback for the Denver Broncos yesterday. After the Broncos got hit hard in week 12, learned that they would be without all four of their quarterbacks after one of them tested positive for the coronavirus during the week, and the three other were ruled out for being high-risk close contacts, Jeff Driskel, Drew Lock, Brett Rapien, Blake Bortles all had to sit out because they were high risk, ruled out, sent home for the game. So while Broncos players Von Miller and Jerry Jeudy volunteered their services to play quarterback, and the internet called for names like Tim Tebow to get another shot at quarterback, the replacement ended up being maybe future quarterback Kendall Hinton, a 23-year-old undrafted free agent out of Wake Forest, where he played his first three seasons at quarterback, then moved to wide receiver for his final two. He was among Denver's training camp cuts back in September, but rejoined the team's practice squad on November 4th and played in his first NFL game yesterday. Dual threat quarterback at Wake, finished his collegiate career 133 of 253, a clip of 52.6% for just over 1,500 yards, 8 touchdowns, 7 picks, rushed 188 times for 881 yards, and 12 scores. Most of his quarterback work came as a freshman in 2015 when he sat in for injured starter John Wolford went 0-2 with losses to Indiana and FSU before suffering a knee injury in week 3 of his sophomore season, got a medical redshirt, limited run at quarterback in 2017, moved to wide receiver for 2018, finished the season in 2019 with 73 grabs for 1,001 yards and 4 touchdowns. All I'm saying is this, and this isn't deep. I'm not going to give you some deep statistical analysis here. I just want to take that cat out for a beer, all right? That dude was put into an impossible situation. An impossible situation. That dude was asked, with no practice, with no time to get set up, with no time to get comfortable, that guy was asked to go play quarterback against one of the best teams in the National Football League defensively in the New Orleans Saints. And he hadn't played quarterback in years. Look, I'm not saying that the dude's great. I don't know. He's a practice squad player. He's going to be great. He'd be on a roster already and permanently. What I will say is that I respect the hell out of that dude. I respect the hell out of that guy. Because that dude laid it on the line yesterday. Yeah, 1 for 9, 2 picks, 1 completion. Wasn't a great day. But man, did that cat get to live his dream? Did that guy get to live his dream, if only for one day, in an awful situation? Good for Kendall Hinton. I am happy and proud and respect the hell out of that cat. No doubt about it. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Take a break. When we come back, Diesel guides us through the world of Twitter trending topics. That's next on the Rob Brown Show. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one.
Your mic's not on.
It is on. Let's get back to
it. It is now. Yay.
It is now. Topic number one is Bill Walton.
Bill Walton is one of the greatest TV personalities. That dude is hilarious. And listen, I have not gotten to watch. He was calling the Texas v. Davidson game in the Camping World Maui Invitational, which is taking place right up the road in Asheville. Anyway, calling the game And I haven't gotten to hear anything he said yet, but apparently there is no shortage of accusations, D-Train, going around that Bill Walton might have gotten into the weeds just a little bit before he actively went live on the air. And I don't mean that he was doing yard work or struggling in his restaurant job. I mean, got into the weeds.
Well, they don't call it the high country for nothing.
True story.
Next up, this is a fun one for you. What Yoongi wants, Yoongi gets.
I don't know who or what that is. I don't know who or what Yoongi is or what Yoongi wants. In fact, I this is one of those ones that I'm even trying to, I'm trying to come up with something that sounds close that I can segue to in the spirit of our game here, and I got nothing, Diesel.
Yoongi apparently is a K-pop artist who said that he wanted to get a song on the Billboard Hot 100 in America in Korean, and he was able to make that happen.
Cool, good for Yoongi.
So, K-pop in Korean on good, the Billboard good, Hot
good,
100.
Good for Yoongi.
All right, moving on to Fulham.
Fulham is trending because Fulham has a game against Leicester City. And apparently, not only did they at halftime have a 2-0 lead, but they did a tribute to a player that an older player that they lost not too long ago, which kind of took off. Of course, this comes a handful of days after Diego Maradona, the legendary Argentinian footballer, passed away at 60 years of age due to complications from a brain surgery, it appears. Tributes to the number 10 from Argentina in those baby blue and white stripes taking place all around the footballing world this past weekend. And look, Diego Maradona, no doubt there were question marks about who he was as a person away from football. There were a lot of legal issues in his back pocket over the years. He had been accused of a lot of things. No proof had come forward, but a lot of accusations about different, shall we say, unethical behaviors away from the pitch. But no doubt, if you separate the man from the art, Diego Maradona was an enormously influential footballer from Argentina over the years. He passed away last week, and it was after we went off the air on Wednesday. So soccer world losing legends right now, no doubt.
All right, next up, and I am probably going to get this name a little bit wrong, but I should know it considering he's kind of the head of our entire industry. Ajit Pai?
Ajit Pai is the head of the FCC. At least he is for another few months. Ajit Pai is going to be stepping down as the head of the FCC on January 20th to make room for whoever it is that President-elect Joe Biden decides to put into that position. Ajit Pai, a very controversial character in that position, specifically with young people. He made and tried to enforce a lot of regulations that very much made the internet a better place for big telecom communications companies. And, of course, that was his background, was coming from, I think, Verizon before he got made chairman of the FCC. And a lot of young people, not a big fan of this guy, but announced earlier in the day he will be stepping down on January 20th to make room for whoever President-elect Biden puts in that spot, who I suspect will be much more friendly to the direction that the internet is going in the eyes of young people. We will see.
Isn't he also the guy that basically would not put a stop to robocalls?
Correct. He also was a guy that was... again, just some controversial decisions about free use of the internet and stuff like that. But yeah, he's again, most of the decisions that he made were very friendly to telecoms companies that basically run the internet service providers, if you will, and not so much to people who want to have the internet basically be a wide open community that is governed by the people who use it, not the corporations who use it. Again, it's just that it's a political philosophy. So it'll be interesting to see which direction Joe Biden decides to go in filling that role.
All right, next up, Super Nintendo World.
Super Nintendo World. I remember the days of Super Nintendo back in the day. Super Nintendo was where Mario Kart really got its start, etc. Well, Japan has opened Super Nintendo World, or it's going to be opening coming up in February. It is an entire Super Mario-based theme park. It has a Bowser's Castle in it with the ride, obviously. It's got Princess Peach's castle in it, etc. Anyway, it is going to feature rides like a Super Mario Kart race and other attractions based on famous Super Nintendo games. All I'm going to say, Diesel, is that it is wildly unfair that Japan gets Super Nintendo World and I don't.
Next up, Shaka Smart is trending.
Oh, Shaka Smart, my man. Shaka Smart. Shaka Smart, of course, the head coach of the Texas Longhorns basketball squad. Shaka Smart is trending because Shaka Smart, who rocked the bald look for a while, has grown his hair out. And all of a sudden, looks like he is somehow simultaneously, Diesel, 20 years younger and older at the exact same time. And I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. He's got a similar haircut. Remember the show Sister Sister back in the day?
No.
All right, Sister Sister was a sitcom back in the day with Taj and Tia Mowry, I think were their names. It was about a pair of identical twin sisters. It was like, you know, kind of like Saved by the Bell, but about a pair of identical sisters. And they had a younger brother whose name was like Taj or TJ or something. Anyway, he has the same haircut that Shaka Smart is rocking right now. Straight out of the 90s, baby. Mm. But, yeah, look, hey, you know what? Let Shaka live. If Shaka wants to grow that hair out and make himself look like the youngest old man or the oldest young man in America, let him do it. I'm for it.
I'm sure he already has a fake Stan Twitter account just for his hair called
100%.
Shaka's Locks.
100%.
Next up, because it's apparently 2001, twerking is trending.
I saw that twerking is trending. I am going to mute my computer when I pull it up here in just a second. I don't know why twerking. It has something to do with restaurants, but yeah. I don't understand why is twerking trending?
The owner of a restaurant /chain called True Kitchen and Cocktails in Dallas, Texas, for some reason asked customers not to bring twerking into his restaurant.
Let me just say this. If you are twerking at a restaurant during dinner time, stop. All right? And by twerking,
as long as has to be some influencers in the wild.
100%.
Has to 100%. Be related to that somehow.
This is two or three people that were trying to make their TikTok, annoying the crap out of the other 99% of people who were trying to eat dinner, and they started twerking, playing their own music, and the restaurant owner was like, yo, there's like 80 other people in here that don't necessarily want that all up in their life. Get out of here. And I'm reading through stuff. One guy's like, if you don't want people twerking in a restaurant, put it in your official policy. I don't think you have to list that. Just don't do it.
Speaking of which, if you're on Instagram and you are not following influencers in the wild, please go do it. It's the hilarious. Best thing that's going to happen to you today.
Handing off the outside option to Lonzo and Mark Ryan for Offside. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.